This is Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Stevenson, an 11-6 win tonight over Lebanon Valley in the Commonwealth Conference semifinals. Glenn Clark back with you on the All Access postgame show on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net, and joined now by a victorious head coach, Kathy Raley. Coach, as we were joking about before the game, you know, exactly the way that you drew it up. A few hours worth of weather delays, shooting percentage a bit low. At the end of the day, you're playing for a conference championship on Saturday.
And, you know, that was our goal. It wasn't important for today to be a pretty game. I knew with the weather delays, that's hard to kind of get your game plan in action and to get a flow. You know, statistically, I'm very happy with what happened. We knew we needed more draws. We knew coming into the second half, we needed to stop fouling them. And we accomplished those goals.
You mentioned that. After the first weather delay, there was a stretch where it seemed like they had the ball for the better part of 6 minutes. Right. There was one failed clear in there, but other than that, they held onto the ball for a while. How did you respond from that, and did you do anything differently after the second weather delay, knowing there had been that lull the first time?
Well, we tried to identify some of their players that we knew we could get the ball back from. You know, Lebanon Valley comes with a lot of threats offensively, and their defense got better, you know, as this season went on. I thought their goalie played a good game today as well. So we came out and we tried to think of where we could get a little more aggressive and where we really needed to play just solid, nice, tight man-to-man defense.
Speaking of goalies, you made the switch at the half.
I did.
It's happened a few times this season that you've done something like this. Maggie Lauder comes in half number two. All she does is come up with six huge saves through a weather delay. How impressed were you?
So impressed. You know, they're a dynamic duo, the two of them. There are days where Leanne just struggles seeing the ball. Her timing's a little off. And we're just very hopeful and very thankful that on those days, Maggie tends to be really on. She sees it, and she's able to go in. Not only is it a compliment, she's able to go in and improve the game situation for us. And it's not the first time it's happened, and it wouldn't be the last. And you know, I couldn't be more proud of our goalkeeping unit when it comes to that.
Well, we talked about the possibility. Now it's real. It's very similar scenario to last year. You lose in the regular season to Messiah, you get a crack at him in the championship game, and you win. Lose to Messiah in the regular season this year, you get another crack at him in the championship game. What's it going to take to return to the NCAA tournament?
We need to be composed. We came out today nervous offensively. I could see it on the catches. We were very nervous with catching the ball under some pressure, which is we haven't been in a couple of games. So I want to see that disappear. The issue is we have one practice to get ready for Messiah, we can't have an intense or hard practice because this was a lot of hours of playing lacrosse tonight. So we're going to look to control the ball against Messiah and tick some minutes off and see if we can't dominate the possession time.
Coach, a third straight trip to the conference championship game. Congratulations on the victory.
Thank you very much.
Good luck against Messiah. There she is, Coach Kathy Raley. And now we welcome in that goalie we were discussing who came in at the half, made six huge saves in half number two. We're joined now by Maggie Lauder. Maggie, I can't imagine how difficult this must be for you to come in at the half cold. I know I saw you out there taking some warm-ups throughout the halftime, but I got to imagine it's difficult. What's going through your mind when you get the call to go in there?
I mean, it's really stressful. It's a big game. I just needed to remind myself who I was playing for, and it was everyone on the team. They come out here every day with me, and they work their butts off, and I wanted to win for them.
A couple of those saves seem like they might have just been like pure adrenaline. The one with the left leg on Boyce right in front of the crease. There was another point-blank one right in front of the crease. I mean, how are you coming up with those types of saves? Saves are one thing, but those types of saves are remarkable.
I don't even know. I mean, honestly, it might just be luck for the shin one. I don't know. I mean, sometimes it happens, I guess. You got to stick a limb out there. It's not good form, but it's not the best thing to do. But
as long as the ball doesn't end up in the back of the net.
I'll do whatever.
You go through these crazy weather delays. The one in the first half and then another one even longer in the second half. What is it like just sort of waiting in the locker room, and how tough is it to get yourself ramped back up to come out and have to continue to play at such a high level?
We set aside a time where we need to go over plays and decide what we want to do. when we finally get back on the field. And the second thing we do is we play music. We get really pumped up. And everyone gets pumped up in their own way. Some people need to be more internal. But it's fun in there. We want to win so badly. So coming out, we knew what we had to do. We had to win, and we did that.
So what does it mean to you now to know that you have a chance to return to the NCAA tournament with a win on Saturday?
I'm so excited. We all are. We're going to... Hopefully it'll be a repeat, a history repeat. So
there you go. Maggie, congratulations on a big win and best of luck Saturday.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Maggie Lauder, six huge saves in the second half as Stevenson held on for an 11-6 win tonight over Lebanon Valley.